Hurry Up and Wait project, because I had to sort of save up the money and then get the bits, and then, you know, I'm really not a maker, I'm a musician, and I had to learn a lot of skills on the job, and you know, kind of mucking about. So yeah, a lot of time.
So you use an Appleton as the device,
so it's like an event generator. It's based on probabilities, it's not sequenced in time. It's not composed, no. There's 12 notes and they're all given probabilities of when they play or don't play, so it's just happy accidents, how it forms chords, and yeah.
Right.
So that's what I have a history in. I was sort of doing that, it's the genesis of the piece, because I was doing a lot of music using digital chipsets, which you just don't see how the sound's made, and I really like analog sounds, like pure form. So this is a best of both worlds. It's, you know, digital control but analog source. So that's, you know, you go to a club and you just play a perfectly produced piece of music. You know that thing when things go wrong, and as an audience, the audience likes that because it makes it human, and I think that's what it is. I think people would like to see that life's not perfect.